Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today. Written and read by me, Valerie Bertinelli. Dedication for you. A note from me, May 2021. About a year ago, after an online cooking demonstration, a friend of a friend reached out to me about a difficult situation. At 60 years old, she had finally met a man who, she said, was the love of her life. Then he was diagnosed with neck and throat cancer. It had just happened, and they were gearing up to fight it. She asked if I could connect them to my former husband, Edward Van Halen, so they could get the latest and best information on where to go and whom to see for treatment. Ed knew quite a bit about this particular type of cancer from his own long battle with the disease. I was happy to help. But something about my tone of voice must have hinted at my own troubled state of mind, because at the end of our conversation, in a tone of voice that was slightly softer and more intimate than before, she said, "Hey, if you ever need to talk," and she gave me her number. I thanked her, but I later wondered which of the issues bothering me had she heard in my voice, and I thought, no way, I'm too private, I don't know her that well, and this stuff I'm thinking about is all too personal anyway. Then I caught myself. I went on the Today Show and sobbed my eyes out. I shared my heart on Instagram. Why was I putting up walls? Consider the walls down. Let's talk. I have been on a journey with many of you since I was a teenager. I have dated, married, become a mother, divorced, remarried, battled with my weight, and struggled with my self-esteem and mental health. I have also become an empty nester, helped my mother and father through their golden years, and said tearful goodbyes to the people closest to me. I suspect all of you listening to this book have gone through many, if not all, of these same issues. I feel like we've done it together as we've grown up. For you, this book may seem like a new message from me. I see it as a deeper understanding of what I was and still am trying to achieve. In the past, I have shared my efforts to lose weight and encouraged many of you to do the same. I set certain goals, believing that I would be happier once I lost 10, 20, or 30 pounds, or whatever that number was at the time. Then I hit a wall. I was about to begin 2020 resolved to lose 10 pounds, the same 10 or so pounds I had been trying to lose for more than 40 years. And one day, as I embarked on the same morning path from bed to bathroom to scale, I stopped, looked at myself in the mirror, and in a before coffee moment of sanity, I said, "No, stop, I can't be doing this again." And I didn't. I have come to realize that there is no magic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?